you could like, hey, start recording and then hit record.
Why would I do that though?
I don't know. Why would you?
I mean, this isn't like another podcast we used to work on.
So?
Well, I mean, the whole point is to not be so regimented and overboard with things.
Just a little heads up would be nice.
Hey, I'm recording.
Oh, thanks. I already figured that out.
Well, you told me to give you a heads up, so I did.
Usually when someone gives a heads up, it's before things happen.
Oh.
Like if you were going to get hit by a flying duck, I'd tell you to duck before
How
you got
be
hit
able
by
to see
the
flying duck.
What?
How would you be able to see the flying duck?
Because I'm taller than you.
You're tall enough to see me from New York?
I didn't say we were in different states.
Oh, okay. So this is that phantom time where we finally meet up at like a pen show or something.
Yeah. And somehow a duck got inside and now it's flying towards your head.
Well, then I'll kill the duck with my drone.
Can't fly a drone inside.
Why would a duck be inside? If a duck is inside, my drone can be inside.
The duck's not inside on purpose.
The drone isn't in... Okay, yeah, the drone's inside on purpose. You can probably hear my dogs playing.
A little bit.
Yeah. Girls, calm down. That does not mean lick my hand.
Yes, it does.
To them, it does.
Well, then see.
And hands in the pocket. This is what I get to put up with when I come home every day from work. Two pups that, for some reason, think the world revolves around me.
It doesn't?
No.
I don't know. Moose thinks the world revolves around me. So your dog should think the world revolves around you.
Honestly, there's times I wonder if they're like just like silently plotting to overthrow me.
No, that's what cats do.
My small dog acts like a cat. It's kind of weird.
Well, my old cat acts like a dog.
It does?
Yeah.
How?
Well, he doesn't do it anymore because he's getting old. But the first several years I had him, he'd come to the door and greet me when I got home. He'd follow me around the place. He'd want to be in my lap as soon as I sat down. Very much like Moose does.
Okay, yeah, I can see that qualifying.
And it wasn't a food thing.
Yeah, my small dog, you know the thing that cats do where they hop on your stomach and then they just knead your stomach until you're nice and soft and then they turn around and then lay down right on top of you.
With their ass in your face?
Mm-hmm. Imagine that, but with a 50-pound dog.
Hmm.
Yeah, by the time it's done, you're completely out of breath. You're wheezing. You feel like you just got done boxing like half a round with Muhammad Ali. Yeah, that's what I get to work with.
Munster just sleeps on my head.
That would drive me insane.
I don't notice half the time.
Oh, by the way, you ruined me.
Again?
Again.
What'd I ruin you now?
I bought 100 sheets of Tomoe River paper.
Where'd you get it from?
Amazon.
Hmm.
Yeah, A4.grid. If I can't get it from the sponsor of my other show, then I'm going to try to get as much through Amazon as possible.
I'm still pissed that paper for fountain pens is sold out.
Wait, what?
Paperforfountainpens.com.
Oh, you mean for your TR?
Yeah, for my Tomoe River.
Dude, just look on Amazon. They probably have it.
Not like this, though. I can get 300 sheet A5 pads for $20. That's 300 sheets.
Have you looked?
Yeah, Tomoe River Loose. 100 sheets for $14. So that's $14 for 200 A5 sheets.
So when they're not sold out, you're going to tell me, right?
No, because I might make them sold out again.
Jackass.
Sorry.
I've also figured if I want to buy anything from Sailor or Platinum, or, you know, any one of the like mainstream pilot ones, like Custom Heritage 74 or whatever, I'll just get it off of Amazon too, because I can actually get Asia pricing on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What is the one I just picked up? Kanazawa, Platinum Kanazawa Gold and Silverleaf fountain pen. I think those things normally go for like $200, but I picked it up for $100.
Oh, yeah. So this is another reason why I don't like the Tomoe River that most places sell. Loose sheets, 100 sheets, $14.25. A paper pad, 100 sheets, is $24.32. So you get a $10 markup for getting glued.
Well, yeah. I mean, that $10 markup, think of the horse they have to kill to make that glue for all of that paper.
No.
You don't get a choice. You have to think about it.
No, I don't. We don't use horses for glue anymore, do we?
I actually don't know. I need to Google that. Do we still use horses for glue? Horse parts are still used for glue.
Huh.
That's kind of depressing. I'm going to close out of that Google window now and pretend that you were right the whole time. You know what else is depressing?
Lots of things. Where do you want me to start?
Getting the accessories for your drone 4 days before your drone gets here.
Yeah, that sounds like a problem. You know what's not depressing?
What?
Working for a week straight and getting your remodel project that you've been working on for the past 3 years at 99.9% done.
So now you can get to work on that whole having a kid project?
Well, we've been working on that anyways.
Oh. How's that going for you?
Lots of practice.
I was expecting some horrible, well, I just did the staining and now we're waiting for, okay, I'm not going to complete that joke. Yeah, you can tell I just got off of work.
Work. I needed mm-hmm. a vacation after my vacation on Monday.
I have no vacation until the beginning of next year.
I'm sorry. I still have 98 hours of vacation after taking a week of vacation.
Let's see. Okay, can you look to your southwest approximately 15 degrees south
yeah,
of the west
I think
line?
Yep.
Okay, you see the middle finger extended in your direction?
Yep.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure you saw it.
And I think it'll be 5 years this November. So mm-hmm. then I'll get another, I guess, another week of vacation time.
Yeah, he's doing the same thing for me. They're giving me another year at the beginning, another year of vacation, another week of vacation at the beginning of next year, because that's when my fifth year technically starts. So I'll have 3 weeks in Arizona this year instead of just two.
Nice.
I'll actually get to go on an extended camping trip in a ghost town this time.
What if the ghosts eat you?
I think my dogs would eat me before the ghosts would.
Dogs run away from ghosts.
Not these. These two would try to play with the ghosts. I don't have guard dogs. Like, you can come into my apartment, like maintenance, when they come into the apartment, this is the only apartment where they're like, oh yeah, we walk in and the dogs bring us a toy. It's like, really? So what you're telling me is someone could walk into my apartment and my dogs would actually help carry my possessions out to the getaway vehicle.
It sounds like it.
See, I told you, man, complete Benedict Arnold's here.
Moose doesn't like people coming into the house unless he knows them. So we're safe. And plus, he's a big dog, so people have big dog syndrome, that even though he's a giant teddy bear, that he'll kill him and eat him.
I think if I actually lived in my own house, I would do the same with the girls, but living in an apartment situation, I kind of need them to be as passive, if not more passive, than I am.
Oh, we can get him to stand down and he'll be nice and behave. But if he doesn't know someone and if he doesn't trust someone, he'll sit down and just stare them down and bark at them and raise the scruff. He won't jump at them. He won't go after them.
Does he like razorback with his fur, or what does he do?
A little bit.
Ah. So I have to know, because I just made the mistake of opening up our random list of things that have popped into our head. What's this about cleaning the dryer vent?
So ever since we moved into the house, Ashley just kind of complained that the dryer hasn't worked as good as it did in her old apartment.
Uh-huh.
And I always kind of just, whatever, it's probably the weather, because she'd always complain about it on really cold days or something. And so this last week she had a load of towels that were taking forever to dry.
Okay.
So I decided, fine, I'll go clean. I'll double check the dryer vent and make sure that the tube is clear. I've done it in the past and it's never been a problem. It's always been clear. So our dryer, where it's positioned in the basement, does not reach with a standard length dryer tube.
Okay.
So, and when we moved in, that's pretty much how it was set up. So there's a like bendable flex tube that goes to a hard pipe, like a furnace vent kind of pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And then another flex tube to get out of the house.
Okay, and yeah, we had kind of the same setup in Indiana.
We had replaced both parts of the flexi one because the original parts were cheap plastic stuff that was falling apart when we moved in.
Right.
So I knew both of those are fine, but I double checked them anyways. And then I decided, you know what? Just for giggles, I'm going to break the hard pipe in half. There's not going to be anything in there. It's a hard pipe. It's going to go, everything's just going to pass straight through the hard pipe and get caught in the bendy pipes.
Oh boy.
This was not the case.
What did you find?
I found a wadded up old piece of underwear and a lot of dryer lint in the middle of the hard pipe.
What?
My guess, so that's been there for at least 4 years since we've owned the house, because this was not underwear that we ever wore. This is not underwear that's ever been purchased by us.
Okay, what was the first giveaway?
Either because an elderly lady lived here, and there were things stuck in corners all over the place. So my guess is she felt a draft coming in the dryer one day and stuffed underwear up in the dryer vent to block off the draft. Because the wad of this underwear, it was like a full-size, like, adult male's underwear. There might have been another sock or something in there too, but, I mean, it was a nice wad of laundry. I don't see how any way that this could have made it through the dryer, up the bendy pipe, and into the hard pipe.
For the love of God, please say you used gloves to remove this.
They looked clean. But no, I didn't. But I did wash my hands really well afterwards.
Dude.
I didn't know what it was when I first pulled it out.
Okay. You know, next time I see you, I am bringing like 5 bottles of hand sanitizer, and I am going to watch you sanitize your hands before you shake my hand.
That won't do any good. Those skin cells have all worn off by now.
But who knows what you'll have touched by then?
Lots of stuff, probably.
Yeah, that's going to replace a lot of things and a lot of nightmares.
The worst part is they've been in there for over 4 years since we bought the house. Because we'll have lived here in October, or is it September? We'll have lived here in 4 months, in for 4 years in a month or two. So they've been there for at least 4 years. And how the f*** this house did not burn down with a dryer that couldn't vent out because the vent pipe was blocked is beyond me. I won't get into all the other fire hazards we found when we moved into the house either, but... Really, this house should not be standing.
And yet it still is?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to go have a drink now. I think I'll see you next week.
Well, fine. You enjoy that drink.
I'm going to try. Oh. Oh.